God, I'm so happy it's finally short season.
I know. Hey, welcome, money givers.
Damn. That's a great name.
Right?
Yeah?
Like, money givers.
There's Megheads, then there's money givers. And,
money givers is a term of endearment.
Yeah.
And high honor.
It's super high honor. There's, or maybe the Money Brothers, right?
Okay.
We're the Money Brothers.
We're the funny brothers and the money brothers.
With how much money we have.
So how are y'all today? It's not a stream, so y'all can't respond back.
We're broke.
I'm just kind of like, you know. Sometimes people just need to think internally about, like, how was my day?
They want to pretend like you're speaking to them.
I guess.
Like, immediately, you know. They'll speak back out loud to their phone or their computer or their TV, whatever you're on.
Yeah, and kind of like ingrained in them from the Dora days.
Yeah.
When one was younger.
When I was a kid, I was watching Elmo. Well, it was Sesame Street, and you know how like the episodes would then transition into Elmo's world?
Mm-hmm. He'd teach you some stuff.
Yeah, and Elmo asked a question to the viewer, and I answered it. And I remember Elmo said, very good, and like,
very good!
And I remember as a kid just going...
like being mind blown.
I was like...
I remember, like, there was a time where I don't know if... This isn't how I thought it actually worked, but it was, like, a theory that seemed plausible when I was, like, super fucking young. Like, toddler. I remember thinking that, like, what if they're just putting on a show, like, live, and they have to do this for, like, every show or every commercial? Like, it's always just filmed live, and...
Oh,
every
time
I switch, it's just like happening there. And then when I was even younger, I think the first iteration of that was just like, what if there's... I was just... For some reason, I was scared of gnomes as a kid. Like, they creeped me out. Like, we had a mini golf course where there were little gnome houses, and I was always scared that the gnomes would, like, be peering at me from their windows or something, and I wouldn't want to go near them. But I forgot what I was trying to connect the gnome...
Because you used to think TV was live.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I would always be afraid that there were, like, little people in the TV. Having little people running around just scared the shit out of me. Not like little people.
Not people with dwarfism.
Yes, but just people who look like us but are small.
Well, that's also...
With the same proportions.
Oh, okay. With the same proportions.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at a young age that TV was just happening right then. Like, I remember Barney. I used to think that Barney was happening as I was watching it. And I remember someone on the playground telling me that, did you hear that Barney, he tripped and said the F word live on TV? And
dude,
I remember being like, what?
I heard that. Like, there was also like a thing where it's like, yeah, the guy who plays Barney smokes. And it was just like, what?
I remember hearing Steve from Blue's Clues.
He, like, was in a band. That was just kind of like the gossip, though, huh?
No, but I remember hearing that he, like, smoked weed when I was young. And I was like, what?
Steve?
And that's why they had to... That's why they changed it.
It is crazy because Steve, when you watch him, you... It's weird. You know he's an adult, but he's just an interpretation of an adult. Like, he is an adult, and you respect him as one, but he's acting like a kid kind of, too.
Just like us.
It's yeah.
We're young at heart.
Yeah, and it's just funny how, like, they don't... Maybe they changed, but, like, they don't allow these fuckers to, like, grow beards or anything. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's
you gotta be clean-shaven, or else you're gonna come off as a dirty, scary, homeless man.
Oh, wait.
Like is that what they're in fear of?
No, I think they're in fear of it. They want the person to... The kids to be able to relate.
Yeah.
And if they have a beard, then the kids are gonna see them more similar to their parents. And they want... Even though it's played by an adult, they want the kids to be able to relate to Steve, where Steve is like a cooler, older kid and not like a grown-ass man.
Try to imagine like Blue's Clues, except it's like with your typical attire and what you picture as like a Chili's manager or like a public store manager, like just of like replaced with that. Would it come off the same? Would we love this? Because we have Mr. Rogers.
Right.
But he's also very clean-shaven and sweet.
Yeah. and dead, unfortunately.
He wears grandpa clothes, though.
I mean, that he was endearing because he reminds you of... Yeah.
I don't want to get into it too much, but...
His loafers?
Oh, yeah.
He always
it was always,
loafers.
A big point. I was like, this is awesome.
He always sits down, now. Puts his loafers on, mm-hmm. or takes them off. We should do our own version of, like, shoot it, our own kind of Blue's Clues thing, where a homeless person breaks into the house and maybe sleeps on the couch.
Okay.
And we find them, and... the rest from there. I'm still working on it.
Wait, a Blue's Clues episode where
we'll make our own Blue's Clues episode where it's like a children's show, yeah. and we're in one of those like fun little houses, like Blue's Clues house or Pee-wee's Playhouse, yeah. and maybe a homeless person breaks in.
Okay,
right? Because they're dirty, and okay. then maybe.
Well, I mean, wasn't who Christopher Lloyd played like a villain, and it was just like a homeless guy. What movie was that?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Christopher Lloyd was homeless and he wandered onto a set.
Do you remember what movie that is? What movie is that? Hold up.
It's not the one with the alien, right? Where he plays where he's a Martian? Fuck, what movie was that? I loved that as a kid.
In Dennis the Menace.
I saw that movie so long ago that I could not tell you a single thing about that movie. Who played Dennis? Oh yeah, dude, it's like Nathan Barnett. You're
he's eating an apple, dude?
Dude, he's fucking freaky. Yeah, dude, that kinda looks like Nathan Barnett. No offense to Nathan, but he could play a good Dennis the Menace style.
Well, he changed
villain.
His name to Slathan now.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to rebranding to fit with the times more. Posting interesting videos of himself.
Yeah, and good on to him. Yeah. I mean, he still goes also by Dad.
Right.
Still,
well, Daddy.
Daddy.
Goes
yes.
by Daddy more now.
But with an I.
Yeah.
So two eyes, actually.
Slathan Barnett has his Daddy character. But it's Pride Month, so I'm not gonna shame the man for it.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever makes him happy, you know.
Whatever floats his boat. What's floating your boat?
What's floating my boat? Binding of Isaac. I'm still fucking...
You're still like fucking obsessed with
every
that
every day.
Right now.
I play it every day for hours.
I love that you've found something because before... You do have periods where you get obsessed with a game, but this is like one of the longest periods I've witnessed of you like actually locking down and playing a game for weeks.
Well, actually, it's interesting because...
Months at this point.
Yeah, months. I was thinking that yesterday. I was like, in my head, it's like, oh, I've been playing this for a couple weeks. And I was like, wait, we talked about this, like, one of the first streams we did mm-hmm. for the members stream. We did The Binding of Isaac. And I'm like, wait, that was a long time ago. Holy shit. Wait, I've been playing this for a while now. And I don't know why. Starting a little over a year ago, starting, like, I guess last year... was the first time in my life, I guess, I've actually started picking up games and sticking with them. Like RuneScape, for example. You know, I have like 600 or 700 hours in that over the last year. And then Binding of Isaac. Usually, every other year or so, I'll pick up Binding of Isaac, play it for a week, 2 weeks max. But I've gotten more trying to learn about the game more and get in depth, because that's really like... how to be good at the game is just knowing about it, like knowing the patterns and the items. And
are you starting to just recognize things off the rip?
Yeah.
More?
Oh yeah, a lot of stuff. And I and also I know a bunch of like I just know about the different mechanics and like how certain things work, like mm-hmm. finding secret rooms or like how this enemy does this or etc.
I heard you talking about how even though you've been playing a shit ton, you feel like you haven't even discovered half of what the game has to offer.
Well, I haven't. Like,
which is crazy to me to think of, like for me to think about, because you've dedicated. I don't. Do you have like a? Does it keep track of your hours on the Switch that you've played this?
It does, but I don't know how it updates, because it will just choose a number and sit at that number and say. So right now it says played for 115 hours or more. Mm-hmm. And it just stays like that way
until
for a while, until it hits something else.
Yeah.
I think I've definitely crossed 200 hours, though.
I wish it kept it down, like you could just look at the
maybe there's a way.
The stats.
But I moved all my save files over to my Switch Lite. I love the Switch Lite, dude. I can't hook it up to the TV, but I just love how small it is.
You can't hook it up to the TV.
I'm broke, dude. I can't afford a regular Switch.
You can't put it on a monitor.
I like playing it in bed on my Switch Lite. Stop it.
Come on.
I've gotten pretty good at it, though.
You have. Every time you play it, you go for a fucking long run.
I'm in the middle of, right now, once we're done with this, I might pick it back up, but I'm on the, after Mom's Heart, I am at the tail end of a run. I saved it, but I'm on the very last floor of this tail end of the run where I'm going to fight Satan, and as Cain, actually.
What?
Because I beat Isaac on hard mode as Cain, and now I need to beat Satan on hard mode as Cain.
What does Satan do?
Well, he's the grand deceiver. He's the reason for all sin on earth.
No.
And the reason that atheists exist.
Does he have a beard?
No. He's black. Literally, he's the color black. Like, not as in, like, his skin... his skin is black, but I mean, like this... He's, like, this color black, like the microphone. I mean black as in the color black, not like that's his ethnicity.
He's like pitch black.
His ethnicity is demon.
He's just pitch black.
Yeah, yeah. And he has big horns. He doesn't have a beard, though. No. Mega Satan does. But
There's Mega Satan?
I'm getting...
Is there Super Mega Satan?
Come on. Come on. Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting close to... To move on, you have to beat, like, Isaac 5 times, and you have to... Isaac is the boss of the cathedral, and then you have to beat Satan 5 times. So I beat Isaac, like, 3, and I've beat Satan twice, I think. So.
Is it just, like, a 50-50 of who you get?
No. Once you beat Mom's Heart, you have the choice to go up or down.
Oh.
So you can either go down to the shoal, which is, like, the next scary level beyond the womb, or if there's, like, a beam of light, you can go up to the cathedral.
To, like, the cathedral? Or the... Whatever the fucking...
Shoal.
Is it a shoal? Which one do you have more fun in?
It's cathedral.
More, I like...
It looks nicer.
It looks pretty.
There's stained glass. It's pretty to be in. Also, it's much easier for me because, A, I find the enemies easier, but B, in the shoal, it's, like, super dark. Like, everything is, like, black and there's, like, no light. So, a little tricky. A little bit tricky. And also, they're really hard because... For, like, the shoal, I know more of the enemies in the cathedral and their patterns, but every time I go to the shoal, I end up seeing new enemies I've never fought, and I don't know what their patterns are. And down here, there's a ton of enemies that, like, are super, super powerful that could kill me in, like, 2 hits, even if I have, like...
Full hearts.
Tons. I have full hearts right now, which actually is very annoying.
How could that be annoying, Matt Watson?
I have 12 hearts.
Explain.
Because you can't pick up soul hearts or black hearts when you have full heart containers. So I'll be like almost dead with like two red hearts, and I can't pick up soul hearts. It's really frustrating. But I don't want to bore everyone with my Binding of Isaac video gaming talk.
I wish they would just fill in whatever they could.
Right? I was playing it this morning, and I was like, God damn it.
But I guess, you know, that's the price you pay for having a heart container.
It is, yeah. It is 100%
the price of
the price.
Or at least 10 heart containers.
12.
12 heart containers.
12 heart containers.
God damn, 12 cards.
Believe it or not, Ryan, getting 12 heart containers is pretty common for me on runs.
Ooh, look at you. Flex that shit.
Also, beating bosses without taking any damage, such as beating Mom without taking any damage.
What?
Oh, I do that frequently.
Have you gotten like all the patterns now?
Mom is super easy now.
Is it just like, oh, this is what she does?
Yeah, I can knock Mom out in like less than 30 seconds now.
Has it become more like kind of a, like, are you playing a meta you find, or do you feel like it's your reflexes that have, like, you've gotten, you are more skilled at the game, but is that through like finding the correct pat, like way to move, I guess?
Yeah, like it's just like almost muscle memory. Like, and I know the patterns of like when you fight Mom. I've done that so many times now that it's like I know exactly how it
works.
Doesn't
that feel good when shit like that starts to lock in?
Especially because I remember when I first was playing Binding of Isaac, I mean, even up until earlier this year, mom was always like, I was like, fuck.
Like, you're like, what's going on? What's happening?
And I could never make it. And
now you understand the fight.
Well, also, it's not hard to get, but if you have the Bible as your item, if you use the Bible, it instantly one-shots mom and mom's heart. So you can just...
Not Satan.
No, actually, I didn't know this. So I went to go fight Satan, and I had the Bible, so I clicked it. It kills you. If you use the Bible on Satan, you die.
So were you like, oh, well, I guess now I know.
Yeah, I was like an hour and a half into this run, and I'm like... I get in there. I think it was actually the first time I ever fought Satan. And I finally got there and I clicked the Bible and I had like full like 12 hearts just dead.
So like, is there any like special animation or anything that plays? Or is it just like, oh, it kills you?
And I was like, what the fuck? I was so mad.
Why would they do that?
I guess.
Wait, I think
I think it's to trick you a little bit
it's
too.
Satan and who that it does that to?
Just Satan as far as I know.
Does it work with Isaac at least?
I think Mega Satan, it hurts Mega Satan really bad.
But Satan, regular Satan just kills you.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
I just love like you're going it all strong and
they tricked me.
Ready to press the like one push kill. Just
because like when I use the Bible on mom, boom, dead. When I use it on mom's heart, boom, dead. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, it might not kill him, but
it'll take his health down maybe halfway.
Or it might just not do anything.
Yeah.
But at least no, just killed me. And there's nothing worse than when you die after, and you have such good items.
Do you, because I find that I do this in my playthroughs, and I have played nowhere near as much as you. Do you, like, if you're halfway through a playthrough, do you still play it out, or will you be like, I know I've committed half an hour to this, but these items just aren't stacking right?
Like, no, do you, I don't quit if I'm, like, already in one. Mm-hmm. I'll just go until I die, because I might find items that make it better. I will quit actually sometimes though if I pick up an item that I really fucking hate that ruins it.
Like a charge shot, or are you getting more used to
those?
Oh
my god, yeah. Because when you play on hard mode, there's a bunch of curses, and one of the curses, it's really common, mm-hmm. so it'll like either hide the minimap, or one of them is all the items appear as just red question marks, so you can't see what you're about to pick up. So I'll be like really far into a run, and I'll pick up an item, and just ruins it completely after like an hour, because then it's like, great, I have a charge shot. Or my least favorite one is the controlled tiers, where it's like, have you used this one yet, where it's like you have like a target and you move it around, and
are they like, they magnetize towards that, or they yeah, follow whatever that is,
and but it stays in place, so if you walk away it stays in the same spot. It sucks. I hate it.
It's just like not fun to control.
No, especially if I've like boosted my tiers up super high and I'm doing great and I'm used to it. I hate it when you chocolate milk? No.
Chocolate milk?
It's a charge shot.
What about regular milk? Do they have regular milk?
Probably.
I thought they do have just like, I think it's just an HP up, right?
Yes, yeah, it's rotten milk.
It's like
yeah.
speed it's like spoiled, up or...
HP up.
Still milk.
Spoiled milk. I got it today, actually. It's fun. I love that game. Very fun game.
Matt? Matt, hey.
What year is it?